And I hadn't ran a marathon nonstop in, I think, like since 06.
Cool.
So that kind of helped.
All right. Uh-huh. So what have you done differently this year than you did last year?
I changed my sleeping pattern. I changed it. I might go to sleep about 2 o'clock or something like that anyway. And so I changed it to about 3. So if I want to get 4 hours of sleep, then everybody's getting up and that'll get me up. So if I get sleepy before that, I'm not allowed to go in the tent. I got to sit in a chair or something.
Okay.
I can go during the tent during the day because I'll get up. But at night, if I get comfortable, I won't get up. And so really, one main thing is I'm not sleeping. That's the biggest difference.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, you've done a lot of these.
Uh-huh.
Do you really need to sleep? Or is that something that we...
That
people just put too much pressure on themselves that they have to sleep.
Right. Well, what happened? I used to... When I come here, I get sleepy before 24 hours. And I'd say, wait a minute. You know, I do 100 miles with 30 hours, 36 time limits, and I don't sleep. And I'm telling myself, you know, why can't I run the first 24 hours without going to sleep? So I just said, well, since I won't go to sleep, forget about going to sleep. run 18 hours or something and then sleep or something.
So what happened in the first 24 hours? Did you sleep?
The first 24 hours I went to sleep at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
3 o'clock in the morning. And, well, I got up at 4, but then it was another hour by the time I really got started again. So I've been kind of on that pattern.
Going to bed for an hour, preparing yourself for an hour, and then back on the road.
Yeah, the way I laid my schedule was 4 o'clock in the sleep between, give or take a few hours, sleep between like 3 to 7, an hour at breakfast, and an hour break at lunch. Of course, they've been turning into 2 hours, but basically that's how I kind of made my schedule. And I've been kind of like sticking to it this time.
Okay. But Fred, you really seem to be running extremely well. I mean, there's something else going on, right? I mean, we're moving along at a good clip right now.
Well, I've been running comfortably the whole time. I haven't had no trouble with my leg. I've been walking back there, but I forgot all about it.
Well, you're not walking now. I can tell you that right now. You're running good.
Yeah, I've just been picking spots to walk. And then another help. I'm on the clock. I'm trying to get under 15 minutes every time I come around. And kind of like from there, I know it's like 2.5 minutes. And so if I'm under that, I take my time. And if I'm getting a little close, then I speed up through here.
Okay. Fred, you were talking about the technique, but I think we have had this conversation. What about this self-transcendence thing? Does that mean anything to you?
I've been just kind of... I'm more relaxed this year.
Okay.
Just let it... I don't have that much pressure on me that I put in before.
Okay.
That's another thing. It's like... get your schedule and try to stick to it. And if you don't stick to it, forget it. You know, I got my little mileage thing laid out. And if I get off 1 hour, it's like, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Freddie. You're looking good.
Uh-huh. Another thing is that...
What's that?
Because I think the 6... As far as I know, the 6-day record for the 60 to 65 age group, I think, is 380 something. As far as I know, at least on the USATF or something. And so I was shooting for that, and then
Fred, you better just say how old you are.
I'm 62.
Okay.
And whatchamacallit. From last year, who's the same age I did, he was 62, and he ran And I want to do better than what he did because we're the same age. But right now, it's basically, I got my chart. I'm not really paying attention to the other runners because I got my little pace chart. Actually, you can see it on the table.
All right. Fred, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Number 17.